Now, a huge leak of documents has revealed the ultra-rich, including Britain's Queen Elizabeth's private estate, secretly invested in offshore tax havens. Now, according to leaked papers, which were first reported in Britain, around $13 million of the Queen's money was placed in funds held in the Cayman Islands and Bermuda. Now, the money was reportedly reinvested in an array of businesses, including a controversial rent-to-buy retailer, which has been accused of exploiting the poor. U.S. President Donald Trump's Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is also among those implicated. He's revealed to have a stake in a firm dealing with Russians sanctioned by Washington. New leak, dubbed the Paradise Papers, was made public by the U.S.-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, which was also behind the 2015 release of the Panama Papers. And now joining us out of New York is Mr. Ian Williams, senior analyst at Foreign Policy in Focus. Hello, Mr. Williams. Thanks for joining us back on the program. Is there anyone that's exempt or immune from these kinds of scandals? It seems like every country that we've touched upon has somebody pretty high up. You can't get higher up than the Queen in the UK. Or we saw Nawaz Sharif. We saw people in America. Who is not on one of these lists?
Well, it suddenly occurred to me, the ironic part is, of course, the Queen could almost argue that Cayman Isles isn't offshore for her because it's one of the few patches of territory where she is still the Queen. Her head is still on the stamps there. It's a British colony. And it is one of the points about these offshore tax havens is that most of them are obscure British territories with some degree of autonomy and loads of letterboxes for offshore companies. And this provides almost a sort of a virtual quantum universe of money where money can disappear and not touch the ground anywhere where it can be taxed. Funds from one tax haven can be invested in companies in another tax haven. And it can ricochet around the globe in a virtual way with no one ever seeing it. Frankly, I don't think that Queen Elizabeth sits down and does her accounts herself. People did this on her behalf. But it's fairly typical of the age that nobody thought this was at all untoward to invest the money of the head of state, who already has a pretty cozy tax deal. The taxes she pays, as I understand, in Britain are voluntary because technically, of course, she's the head of state and she can't tax herself. But the deal is that she gets money from Parliament to pay her expenses. And this is her private estate on the side that she runs as a sort of bit of a family money earner.
Now, we know she's practically beyond reproach. We know that she's not going to get dethroned over this. But my question to you, what's going to be the fallout for her? Is it just a little bit of embarrassment, a little bit of tabloid, are there going to be any kind of real repercussions?
It means that when it comes up to renegotiate her, the civil list is the technical term, as I remember, for what Parliament gives her to pay expenses, when she comes back and says that Buckingham Palace needs new wallpaper, this will be brought up by people from Jeremy Corbyn's side of Parliament especially. Do we really need somebody to pay for the redecoration of a palace of somebody who's got money in the Cayman Isles? That's the issue that's going to come. In some ways, the fact that the Trump associates are implicated is more politically significant. But anyone who's actually surprised by that has to be very, very naive. I mean, the basic principle of the American rich is they don't pay taxes, they don't want to pay taxes, and they won't pay taxes if they can possibly avoid it.
That's the story. Thanks for joining us there, Mr. Ian Williams out of New York, senior analyst at Foreign Policy in Focus.